pesticides have been an issue in the islands for a long time, and a series of lawsuits are coming relating to Monsanto and its weed killer Roundup. Stuart Yurton's been following that story for Civil Beat, and he joins us this morning for today's reality check. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Bill.
So these lawsuits could number in the dozens.
Well, that's what the lawyers are saying. We have a couple of lawyers working on this. We talked to them. They filed two suits already, but Michael Green is one of them. He's well known as a trial lawyer in town. He says he has six or seven cases. He has one in federal court now. And another lawyer, a former associate of Michael Green's named Brian McIntosh, has one suit in state court, which is pretty interesting. And McIntosh says he has maybe 35 additional plaintiffs signed up.
And this, as you point out in the piece, Roundup being the issue following this series of decisions in California, really, which have sort of, if not opened the floodgates, certainly led to a number of suits to follow.
That's right. It really has opened the floodgates, Bill. And you know, as people might know, there was one really huge jury award, $2 billion, which included punitive damages. The judge reduced that to about $87 million in order to follow federal guidelines that limit punitive damages. Another case, $75 million, that got knocked down to $25 million. But still, we're talking about really, really big damages being levied against Monsanto. And really, ultimately, it was parent company Bayer, which bought Monsanto a couple of years ago.
I was going to say that's one change, certainly, in terms of the Monsanto world. Also, with Monsanto's presence in Hawaii, that has been a bit of a moving target as well.
Right. It has a big presence here, as we know. It's one of the big industries here is the seed industry. It's really taken over the place of sugar and pineapple as the top cash crop for Hawaii, and a lot of those seed corn, it's grown by companies like Monsanto that are doing this corn and soybeans that are Roundup resistant. So farmers can spray the fields, get rid of the weeds, and it doesn't kill the crop.
And it's interesting, though, as you point out in your piece, a lot of the lawsuits that you're talking about here don't focus on the operations there that you're talking about in terms of the seed crops, but it's more in terms of, I guess, the average folks and average gardens or small yards and things.
Right. I mean, these are people who are using it. They might be using it a lot, but yeah, for small operations, either maybe a farm or one of the plaintiffs had a landscaping business and he used Roundup a lot. So yeah, this has really, so far we've seen at least the cases here have nothing to do with the big operations of Monsanto.
And that idea in terms of watching what, because, again, as you lay out, it's a little bit sort of like three-dimensional tic-tac-toe in that you have federal cases, you have state cases as well, and sort of what's going on in Hawaii as part of the picture that's happening on a broader basis nationally.
That's right. So to put it kind of briefly, there's this thing called multi-district litigation, which is complex federal litigation. It's happening in federal courts. It's being managed by the federal courts, and they're deciding which courts hear the cases. First cases were in California. The next cases are going to be in St. Louis near Monsanto's headquarters. So they'll see if they have some kind of home court advantage or what a St. Louis jury does. What's interesting about Brian McIntosh's case is that he managed to keep it in state court using a sort of clever civil procedure maneuver. And that case will be tried in Hawaii probably long before any of the federal cases are tried here.
Interesting point on the timing as well. We will keep an eye on that, and we know that you will too. Thanks, Stuart.
Thanks, Bill.
Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. He's a senior business writer for Honolulu Civil Beat. You can find his article on the Monsanto suits at civilbeat.org.